Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield. There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 23 May 2022, and welcome to tonight's program. I'm so glad you're with us, and you're in for a treat tonight. We're going to bring one of my best buddies. I think he is, anyway. His name is Jerry Merritt. He took over the power of prophecy when Tex Myers was called home with the Lord. And he and I have done some radio shows together on his program and on ours, mine. And we've had a great time together. We're going to bring Jerry in a few minutes. Just share thoughts with Jerry, bounce on things back and forth, and invite all of you to join the conversation. So if you don't, it's your fault. You're invited. Just come on and bring you a glass of iced tea and sit down and talk to us. And you can give us a call at 844-769-2944. Before I go to the guests, though, a few announcements I want to make. Yeah, you know, I've been offering for the last week or couple of weeks the 4-hour long DVD teachings that Phil did on Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, and the one I did on The Beast, The Mark, and The Great Reset, and the book copied off of the Silent War, Quiet Weapons from Silent Wars. I was offering all three, the two DVDs and the book for $15. Well, one of our listeners called last Thursday, I think it was, and said, I said, I'm going to pay for the first two people that call and say I want the DVDs and the book Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. So the first two people to call and say I want those, and if you leave your number and name, Lisa will call you back tomorrow and get your information from you, your address and all that. Or you can leave it on the answer machine if you want to, but please do it very slowly. Repeat everything and spell the words. Lisa went to public school also. But call right now at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And the first two to call and say, I want the free gift. I know what it is, and I'll at least know what it is. The 4 hours of teachings and the copy of the book, a copy of the book, Quiet Weapons for Silent Wars. If you call and say, I want it, the first two to call gets it. And we're still offering the book I've been offering, The Great American Adventure, Secrets of America. I've only got 5 copies left, folks, and once they're gone, I probably won't get any more. This book is not for people that don't want to know the truth. It's going to rattle your tree, folks. You're going to find out America just ain't as perfect as we thought she was, never was. I am sorry, people lived here. People aren't perfect. $15 delivered to your door. I think I said I got 5 copies left, maybe 6. I don't remember, I can't see them here now. But if you want them, you better call quick and get those while they last. Because it's a book that everyone needs to read if you think you can handle it. And prayers for Ruth tonight. I don't get in detail. Just remember Ruth and your prayers, your prayer warriors. Ruth needs some physical help, so please remember that. All right? Ruth and your prayers. And I've also offered all my books. My last three. The Articles of Wisdom and Instruction from God's Word, Volume 1, 2, and 3. All three copies, $15. I'm doing this for a reason, folks. I'm going to put all three copies in one volume eventually. But we're offering all three copies, not $15. That's delivered to your front door. And if you want to buy all six of my books, I've written about six of them. $35 for all six of them. So if you want them, you have to call the same number. Use a credit card, debit card, or write and get our address and send us a check if you like or whatever. 800-777-4403. Or 304-846-4448. But do call and get the free copies right away while you can. We have two of them to give away. Thanks to Jan, our sister, and I always said I'm going to pay two of them if somebody wants them. So please feel free to call right now and get your name online to get those free copies while they can. We're going to offer those through the rest of this month, and that those are going to go away. So if you want them, get them while you can. Now, as I said, our guest tonight is Jerry Merritt. He is now the head of Power Prophecy. And if everybody remembers Tex Myers, and a lot of people I know out there do, I miss Tex. I really do. He's one of the first people that I had on my radio shows when I first started back in the 90s. I was on one radio station, then a 50,000-watt station here in central West Virginia. And I had quite a few listeners. And Tex, one of the first ones, joined me, him and Jeff Baker, were some of the first ones come on the radio show and honor me with their presence and help me explain to people what's going on. And I was just starting, folks. It's hard to believe this coming March will make me 30 years on the radio. 30 years. It's amazing how much prettier I'm getting as I get older. Ha, ha, ha. But anyway, be that as it may, Tex went on to be the Lord. And Jerry was working for him, and he took over Tex's place and doing a bang-up job, getting the word out, as Tex did. He has his own radio show. I've been on his program a few times and enjoyed every minute of it. He and I even talk kind of funny alike, and we like each other a little bit, so we get along pretty good with everything going on. So I want to welcome my good friend, Jerry Merritt. Jerry, you there?
You betcha. And I don't just like the Pastor Butch. I love you, brother. I enjoy so much spending time with you.
Appreciate that. Right back at you, my friend. And it really is amazing, you know, how the Lord puts people in your life that edify you, lift you up, and make you feel good, you know, that you're out there doing what we're doing. You're one of the comrades at arms that I've really appreciated, because I know that you're out there fighting a good fight, and you're there doing it for the love of Christ and for the love of the people around you. And I want to thank you for that, Jerry. I mean that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. It can be a daunting task, but, you know, I used to laugh and tell Tex that I guess being a football official for 30 years kind of prepared me to take on his spot behind the microphone, because, well, I'm used to getting yelled at and cussed at and called an idiot and having my parentage questioned. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, I'm not going to make everybody happy, and I'm fine with it. But if I can make you think, I got you.
Amen. Amen. I've always said when I've been preaching, I either want to make you mad or glad. Mad, like you said, to think it. If you're glad, then I know you agree. It's the ones that don't go either way that worry me. I can't reach them. That's the ones that bother me, the ones that are indifferent. I want to make them think or understand and agree. But you're right. At least it gets them thinking if they're mad at me. And after all the years I've been on the radio, I've seen a lot of things, heard a lot of things, I've learned a lot of things. We grow in Christ every day. If we don't, there's something wrong with us. We grow in His grace and knowledge every day. And folks like Brother Tex, Jerry, taught me a lot over the years. I'm sure he did you too.
Oh, yeah. 20-something years with him. Great mentor.
Wow. Oh, yes, absolutely. Blessing. Absolutely. Absolutely. But we got a lot to talk about tonight, but I'm going to kind of give you the honor. I'm going to let you lead off. I know you got things on your heart and mind tonight. I'm going to share something in a minute you may already know, but if this doesn't get people a little bit of awake to how immoral our nation has become and how destitute of any type of decency, this article I'm going to share in a minute will certainly do that, I hope. But I know you're out there on the front lines every day. What are you seeing out there that you feel like you need to share with the people?
The protests, the idiocy that these evil, satanic, worshiping, just vile individuals are doing once the abortion hand, you know, the pre-release of the notes. I mean, the fact that they're protesting abortion and saying that, you know, it's women's health and women's rights. You know, I can tell you straight up how to avoid having to have an abortion.
Amen.
And that's be celibate. Get married
that's
and
right.
then decide if you want to have children. But there are, I mean, there are other items you can utilize that will prevent a pregnancy. But going out to a bar, getting drunk, and hooking up for a one-night stand and getting knocked up, that's your fault, not that child's fault.
Amen.
And the fact that we have all of these women and these emasculated men that are out there protesting, saying that women deserve the right to kill a baby. I'm sorry, that is no, 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 no. You know, Jesus said in Matthew, if you offend the little ones, it'd be better you had a millstone hung around your neck and you'd be dropped into the depth of the sea. Now, I'm paraphrasing,
Amen.
But that's, you know, that's what comes. And then Matthew 25:40, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these brethren, ye have done it unto me. How many of these people would have been in line to nail Jesus to the cross?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Every one of them.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Sorry, I got a little fired up there. This one just,
well, I understand that. I do understand that.
It eats me up.
Well, and these people are threatening to burn down the court, the Supreme Court, kill the justice, and everything else, and not much has been done about it. Some people can say they don't like what they're saying, but you know, if one of us had said that, they would lock something through the way to key. Look what they've done to people on January 6th of 2020. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, what talk about an uneven playing field?
Very much so, and you know,
so
these innocent babies got no voice.
That's right. That's exactly right. So we're seeing a double standard all the way around, and you're right. These people are both male and female are witches. They're witches. I mean, they're offering children to Moloch, which was the sacrificial god of child sacrifice back in Israel's ancient Israel's time. They're offering the same thing to the same god. But you know, they're not going to believe that. There's no point in trying to tell them because they don't believe the Bible. But nonetheless, it is what it is. And I think it's time that the church stood up now and finally said something. Jerry, we all of us have let them murder around 75 million children since 1973. I do believe God counts up blood on the church's hands. What do you believe?
I believe. Oh, yeah. Because how many pastors have been neutered with the 501c3?
I agree.
And then the
totally
seminaries are teaching love and tolerance and how to make money. Not how to win souls, not how to save souls, not how to protect babies. It's all about the mighty dollar. So Joel Osteen's over there saying, yeah, I believe that homosexuality is a sin, but I don't preach about it in my church because I want to teach everybody about love.
Yeah.
Working.
Yep.
Lukewarm.
True love demands righteousness, justice, and judgment. That's what true love is. God is true love. He's not this fuzzy, wuzzy, humanistic love we call love today. His love demands righteousness and justice, because if he doesn't, then he himself has allowed victims like unborn babies to die without any consequences. He demands justice, and he gets justice. But you may have heard this. If you don't mind, I want to share a little bit of this article tonight, and I want you to comment on it. You may have already heard this. This came out of Natural News, which is a pretty good source for news. Stanford University says butchering and harvesting blood and organs from children can help adults achieve immortality. Have you heard that?
Yeah, I saw the headline. I haven't read the article, but yeah.
Children who successfully make it out of the womb can still be slaughtered after birth for the benefit of the wealthy and the elite, who are reportedly trying to achieve immortality by consuming the blood and body parts of young people. Stanford University researchers say that life extension could be as simple as harvesting the vital organs of kids and implanting them into old people who want to live forever rather than die as part of the normal cycle life cycle. According to Stanford researchers, cultures throughout time have revered the young for their ability to be exploited. Ability to be exploited on behalf of the elderly. With today's technology, this can mean harvesting the life essence of young people and transforming it to old people. They tested this recently by infusing cerebrospinal fluid of young mice into old mice, which in turn improves brain function of the latter. Now they want to do the same thing with human babies and children. The Stanford team infused fluid from 10-week-old mice into the brain's 18-month-old mice over 7 days and found that older mice were better at remembering to associate a small electric shock with the noise and flashing light. Closer examination showed that the fluid had woken up processes which regenerate neurons and myelin, the fatty material that protects nerve cells within the hippocampus at the memory center of the brain. Now, I'm not going to even read all that, but it says that published studies outline that this research explains the future of anti-aging. Medicine will have involved the use of children and babies whose body parts and blood can help adults live longer lives. Experiments that have already been conducted reportedly show that the young blood itself can reverse aging process, perhaps even curing Alzheimer's disease. Now, that's about half the article.
Yeah.
What do you think about that? You still
certainly,
there,
Jerry? Yeah, certainly Satan is God, little g, of this earth to penetrate the minds of these individuals who think that they want to live forever.
Yeah.
Now, as a Christian, I'm almost done. My race is almost run. And the worst thing that anything can happen to me is I go home. And my journey is complete. But the fact that these people are chasing this at the expense of the little, and if people out there think that they will be the beneficiaries of this technology, they need to rethink their position in life, because the top 1% of the 1% are the only ones that are going to be able to afford this type of treatment.
That's true.
And the rest of the people will be slaves. And how many, you know, you talk about abortion and the Me Too movement, how many women will become cows? And all they're going to do is breed. And every 9 months, they're going to spit one out, and they're going to kill it, and they're going to use it for the elite. And everybody else will be a slave. She won't have a choice.
And, folks, unless you think, and in case you're thinking he's making all this up, it's already going on. Satanic rituals have been done for millennium doing this, what he's just saying, breeding women to have to slaughter their babies when they're born. That's going on right now as we speak. This is happening already. So don't think it's some kind of far-fetched idea that Jerry came up with all of a sudden, oh, that can't be happening. It has happened for millennium, and it's happening now. This is satanic worship. You call it whatever you want to. It's witchcraft. Call it what you like. That's what it is. And when you come to the point that you actually discuss from a university, Stanford University has confirmed that we need to take the organs of children, the blood of children and organs of children, to live longer ourselves. That is the height of what I'm looking for. I can't think of the word, of selfishness to begin with. But talk about an evil concept that we could kill, that take the innocent life to prolong our own. But folks, you say, well, that's awful. It's been going on since 1973. Don't you think they were using the body parts to experiment on the babies? Don't you think they've been doing that for how long? Don't you know to put the cells of murdered babies in vaccinations that you take all the time that's supposed to be saving your life? Don't you know that when you take one of the vaccinations, you become a cannibal? Yeah, you're a cannibal. You're partaking of human flesh. You don't have to like it. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, Jerry, so what we're seeing here may shock us, But it's been going on for a long time, hasn't it?
It sure has. Think about the flavor enhancers.
Oh, yes.
There was a report came out a couple years ago. Pepsi was using a flavor enhancer for their product.
Yep.
And it came from neonatal cells. And there are other companies that use this same flavor enhancer in their products that we eat. And if you doubt the severity of what's going on, think about what happens in the Redwood Forest every June with the cremation of care.
Yep.
At the Bohemian Grove.
That's very true. And our leaders attend it. Our leaders, so-called leaders, attend it. But, you know, several years ago, this has been several years back, and it's probably happened since then, but this has actually been quite a while back up in one of the northern Midwestern states, maybe Minnesota or some in that area. They actually caught hog farmers feeding their hogs murdered children that come to them in boxes, I mean, great quantities. They fed them to the hogs. People bought the meat in the stores and then eat the meat of the hogs that eat the children. Now, they caught them doing this, folks. I'm not making this up. It's been many, many years ago. And I'm sure they're still doing it somewhere. But this is happening, and that's, I think, one of the reasons why we're told in Scripture not to eat pork. Not because it's necessarily going to send you to hell, but those people, those animals are scavengers. You're eating whatever they eat. So just think about that. But anyway, Jerry, we talk about these things now. You and I have been going on for years. But when the university comes out and just flat out tells us to live longer, you're going to have to drink the blood of babies or use their organs. And it makes mainstream news, so to speak. And no one's saying much about it. That kind of bothers me. Does it bother you?
Oh, yeah. Hollywood has a way of foreshadowing these events.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
I haven't seen the movie, but I have read kind of the cliff notes of it. It starred, I believe, Charlton Heston, and it was called Soylent Green.
Oh, yes, yes.
So, yep. They foreshadowed a lot of, and you think about the coming food shortages that we're going to have with gasoline and diesel prices going to double digits. What is going to happen for the food sources, because they're not going to be able to afford the diesel to go out and farm. They're not going to be able to afford the diesel to haul it from the farm to the processor, from the processor to your grocery store. I mean, we're talking this is going to be multiplied a multitude. So this is all part of the process. And before, they would keep that process hidden. But now that we have become so numb, so dumbed down, so dead in our walk on this earth, that they're not afraid to share this information with us anymore. What are you going to do about it?
That's very true.
Or are you there?
That's very true. You know, I made a comment the other day on the night on a radio broadcast, and maybe upset some people, but I really can't help it. And I really don't care. We all talk about the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights, and our right to own firearms, and it's a God-given right and all that. It's much more than that, but that's not the topic for the night. The point I want to make is this. We had the ability back in 73 to stop the shedding of innocent blood if we would have had enough courage to do it. So what makes us think now that we will use the firearms that everybody says are hoarding up for a battle? Why do we think they're going to be indifferent now? If they wouldn't protect the most innocent lives in the world, why do we think they're going to have the courage to pick them up and defend their own homes? Now, I'm sure some will. But overall, the men in this country are basically cowards. And I'm not throwing stones. I was here, too, when it happened. So if we wouldn't defend the most innocent, why do you think our God, Jay, is going to honor us with anything beyond that?
I don't see how he can. You know, he knows his chosen. Those that are truly blood-bought, born-again believers in Christ Jesus. He knows his flock.
Yes, he does.
And, man, you know, we've had this discussion before. The serious words to me are, depart from me, I never knew you.
Oh, yes.
And when the day of judgment comes and these multitudes of baby killers and just Satan worshiping individuals, when Judgment Day comes, hell's ever enlarging.
Well, I don't mean to belittle anybody. I don't mean to make anybody feel angry. But if they do, I can't help it. I'm telling the truth, and I have no choice in the matter. I'm simply amazed and frustrated, brother. I've been preaching well over 40 years, and the Lord knows I'm not by any means the best speaker in the world. But one of my jobs as a pastor is to try to tell the church what's happening in this country and around the world. To try to show them scripturally what's coming up in this country and around the world because of our sins. I don't know too many churches that take time out to discuss using current events about prophecy being fulfilled in our lifetime. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled every day from what we're seeing happening in the world. But most people will pay no attention to it. Most pastors won't talk about it, I guess because they're afraid to lose their jobs, whatever the reason may be. But we don't see the church actually showing any light into the world or even to the people in the church to make them understand what's happening in the world. How can the church know? Be aware enough to prepare if the shepherds don't warn them, Jerry?
They're not. And you know how many people are just pew sitters? They go and they dress up and they want to be seen. Yeah, I'm a Christian, and there are so many that say, "Well, I believe in God, so I'm saved." Yeah, but if you're not walking with him, you're going to show up to the wedding and you're not going to have the right clothes on, and sorry, you're going to be ejected. And you know the pastors have compromised so much to make money. You're right; it's a job, it's a vocation, not a calling. And therein lies most of our problems. You know, we have the greatest tool at our hand with the pastors. And they could fix so many wrongs if they would have the intestinal fortitude to stand up and actually preach the Word of God, the whole counsel, not just bits and pieces that make you feel good. But call a spade and call people out. But they're afraid because it's a vocation now.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, when you used to live in a nice home being paid for by the congregation, and a lot of them have two or three jet airplanes and things else, it's hard to make the flock angry because you lose all that stuff you accumulate over the years. And I've often said that all pastors are worthy of their heart. I mean, they are. Every pastor should be taken care of by the flock with what the Bible teaches. But maybe it'd been better if they would just been given enough just to live on and not got to the point they could afford to buy the jets and all the other things, and buying the mansions all over the country. Maybe better if they took those funds and put it back in the ministry. Maybe that'd been a good idea. That's my opinion, folks. Now, I'm just a hillbilly preacher, don't know much, but I thought we're here to glorify our Father and spread the kingdom, not build mansions. Back of the book.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Media experts and prophets say the great food shortage is coming in a few months. Most long-term food storage companies charge $9,000 to $10,000 for one person for 1 year. Joseph Kitchen does it not for half that price or a third that price, but Go to Joseph's Kitchen and get long-term emergency food for about $1,000 per person per year. We'll show you how to take the wheat, like in the days of Joseph the Pharaoh, grind it in 30 seconds, put it into a bread machine, push a button, 2 hours, 20 minutes later, you have a nice, hot, nutritious loaf of whole wheat bread. It'll cut your food costs, and many say it's very delicious and nutritious. There is not one food a human can live on, but whole wheat bread may be the closest. If you go to Joseph's Kitchen, use the promo code BUTCH, you'll get a $50 discount, and it helps call to decision. That's Joseph's Kitchen, promo code BUTCH, for a $50 discount on what might be the cheapest and maybe the best thing to eat. JosephKitchen.com, promo code Butch.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best unstable foods bar none. They have a shelf life of over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents, the only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing.
Folks, we are back here and talking to Jerry Mary, the Power of Prophecy. Phone lines are open at 844-769-7262. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Jerry Ferguson, further, tell people how they can get your newsletter and learn more about the Power of Prophecy.
Okay. You can go to powerofprophecy.com. I have articles all the way back to 93 that Tex wrote. I've got our email address on there. You can email me at prophecy@texmars.com. You can call us toll free, 1-800-234-9673. And so you can sign up online, you can email me, you can call us, and we'd love to hear from you.
And folks, his newsletter comes out once a month, and it's a very good little newsletter. Jerry writes the main article, then he adds some other things also in there. So a good little newsletter. You should really get it. You really should try it out. I think you'll enjoy it. But we're talking during the break, though, about how through the decades in this country, they have succeeded in dumbing us down as a nation. I mean, to look back over my lifetime even, Jerry, and we were well dumbed down in my lifetime. I know that now. We were way down the road as far as in public schools in the 1950s to the 60s. We were really already starting down a bad road. But in my lifetime now, since I've been out of school and looking back and seeing how the children have been so much more indoctrinated into foolishness and into all manner of evil that they don't even blush anymore, and they don't, it doesn't bother them to talk about. I mean, we went from girls, when I grew up, girls required to wear dresses to school, and boys had to wear pants with their shirts tucked in. They couldn't have their hair, could not touch their collar. They had to have a haircut. We went from that to transgenders, to school teachers demanding that they'll be allowed to teach these transgenders or teach CRT. This has happened in my lifetime. That is astounding. It's, you know, it took them a long time to lay the foundation for humanism to take over this country. But once you got it laid in the public school system, they pretty much put together pretty quickly for these days, didn't they?
Man, it blows me away to think that cultural Marxism became prevalent in the 60s. And, you know, I was 6, 7 years old back in the late 60s when this started rolling with this drug, sex, and rock and roll and peace and love and all that garbage. And to see how it has progressed generation by generation. Now, my parents, like your parents, they were old school. And if I misbehaved, I got a whooping. I didn't get beat. I got a whooping.
Absolutely.
And then, sometime in the 80s, the indoctrination had kicked in, and you couldn't spank your children anymore. You had to put them in time out.
And Mr. Spock said so. Mr. Spock said so.
I'm going to relate a story because, well, I was all boy. And my dad was in the Air Force, so Mom would go to the commissary once a month when Dad got paid, so we'd have groceries for the month. And back then, if I misbehaved, somebody else in the store saw me, they would swat my behind and take me to my mom, and she would swat my behind. And she would thank the person who caught me misbehaving.
Absolutely.
Today, if I were to lay my hand on a child that is misbehaving, and Pastor Butch, you can't go into any store that you don't see these children acting like little hellions.
They're
destroying property. They're pulling stuff off the shelf, and Mama just lets them go. So if I saw that and I was to swat one of their behinds and take them to Mama, the police would come and arrest me for putting hands on her child.
That's right.
And that, in a nutshell, because the Bible tells us that if we step out of line from what God wants us to do, we will be chastised.
That's right.
And it's not out of hate. He does it with love. And I never got swatted out of hate. I got swatted out of love to get my attention because, kind of like you, Pastor Butch, I'm a little hard-headed. And you know, the Bible knows that we're hard-headed too, because how many times is the same lesson taught over and over and over again to get our attention, to make it sink into this thick skull of mine?
That's very true. That's very true. And that's these are times whenever we see what's happening in this country, and I look back and think, "What? Well, I don't understand. I know how it happened, but I don't understand how we let it happen." I mean, right. the parents today are having grown up enough to take care of themselves, much less have children. And some of the things I've heard with my own eyes, seen with my own eyes, and heard with my own ears, some of the language come out of these young girls. Words that I never used when I was in the military. I mean, the unbelievable corruptness and perverseness is coming out of the children today. Just like in Sodom and Gomorrah, when the city was destroyed, every living thing was destroyed in that city, including the children, because the sin had got so prevalent that the children were beyond redemption. Now, folks, I'm not making it up. Read your Bible. Everything was destroyed. That's the way it was. When it went in the Ai, they take down the city. He said, "Take it all, wipe it out." Yep. I mean, I'm sorry, Jericho. They wipe it out, except for one family, one lady. These are things that we look at today and think, "Well, that wasn't the right thing to do." Are you questioning God? You know,
yeah.
I mean, I found out a long time ago, whether you agree with him or not, it doesn't change his mind. He doesn't even consider your opinion. And that's kind of shocking. Some people realize that. But God, a sovereign God of the universe, Jehovah God, does not consider your opinion in anything. Matter of fact, when Job tried it, he told Job, can you give me answers to these things? Job said, I couldn't. And God said, just mind your own business then. I'll take care of my creation. But that's where we are today. A people that are rebellious in their hearts and minds, and a lot of them go to church to say they're Christians. And that's a lie. And don't tell me you believe God. Believe in God. So does Satan. He believes and trembles. If that's all it takes to be saved, then Satan is more saved than you are, because he's seeing with his own eyeballs. That's where we are today, folks. Just quit playing games here. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Butch.
Yes, sir.
Something y'all left out. You heard of... what's that guy's name on Star Trek, Montevideo?
Spock?
William Shatner, there we go.
Oh, William Shatner, the head star, okay, yeah, all right, yeah.
The one who drank blood, baby's blood?
He did?
Yes, he did. That's called vampirism. They live amongst us as well.
Well, I'm sure they do. We know this is coming out now. I mean, this is being sung about. Katy Perry sung about cannibalism. She made a song about it, and she was a main course. So we know it's coming out in the open, so to speak, now. So we know it's been done in secret for years, or it wouldn't be coming out now. It's like cancer. It was hidden for a while, but eventually it'll come out. Go ahead, Mick.
Social Darwinism. I don't believe him, but that's how all this stuff, thou shalt not be a child rearing. I tell you what, my granddad beat my butt with a razor strop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what a razor strop is, don't you?
Oh, I sure do. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Then
my dad. My dad only.
Turn them in? No, I won't.
Well, and he did it because he cared and he loved enough to do it, Mick, and that's what makes a great thing. My dad only whipped me three times. My mom can make a switch, play Dixie, my honey, but dad three times in a lifetime smacked me, but he used his mind and believe me, I know what that was. And he did it out of total love. And my daddy passed away in 2016, and I miss him terribly, because even whenever he was 92 years old and I was 6-7 years old, I still wanted to talk to my daddy and get his advice, because I love my daddy that much. I respected him. So, yeah, don't tell me about this loving thing. I can't lay hands on my child. The Bible says if you spare the rod, you hate your child. That's what it says, folks. Didn't say spoil them, said you hate them. Go ahead, Mick.
And, hey, there's no problem we have. It's all, everybody says God is good. God is good. God is a love. God is love. I get tired of hearing that insanity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, but they take it out of context. God is good, but he's perfect. He demands holiness. He demands judgment.
That's pure.
You know, he's pure. We're not. So, yeah, I understand, Mick, what you're saying. I truly do. Anything else you want to say?
That'd be it.
All right. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Mick. Very good call. And folks, he's right. God is love. He is perfect love, and perfect love demands justice and righteousness. Please, folks, we got to get over this idea that love means that he'll excuse us in everything we do, because, after all, we're he created us, so he loves us all. As a matter of fact, I can show you in the Bible where God absolutely doesn't love everybody. Christ died for the sins of the world. But he hates those that do evil, and I can show you in the Bible where that's at. And we're told to hate the evil also. I'm sorry, I didn't write the book. Romans chapter 12, another place to read it for yourself. So I know, Jerry, that shakes people up, but that's what it said. We're a poor evil, right? Didn't it say that?
Yeah.
So, I don't know how we get around that if we want to obey the Lord. Let's go to the aisle and talk to Jan. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Pastor.
Hello.
Pastor Butch, you are a true man of God. You are doing what God tells you to do. God's not giving you a whole bunch of money to corrupt you. He is seeing that you have enough to do what he wants you to do. And you are following his word.
Well, thank you.
These other guys,
praise
that,
God.
You know, here's this, and it's $100 for you to get one seminar on something. But you've got to see it, because it's got all kinds of information we can't put on the Internet. Well, it's out there. You just have to find it. But you spend your money on godly things. And sometimes it's hard to make ends meet, and we all have to do our share to make sure that you can make it, because we're at the end, and we are going to need godly people to guide us as long as we can get you. We can read our book, and there's stuff in there that we don't quite get, and that's what your job is. Tell us.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you so much, Jan. I appreciate it. I do appreciate it. Jan, I want to ask this to you while you're on the air. You do watch your Bible study. You watch them live most of the time. Are they worth your time to watch either live or get a copy of the DVD?
Absolutely, and I'm still going to sign up for the monthly. I don't know why I didn't do that. I just usually call and get the ones that... I need to sign up for the monthly one, like we talked about last week.
Well, I just know that we're to get the Word of God out, and most pastors, for some reason, either are afraid to say these things, or maybe they don't know them. But there's no excuse not knowing the truth. The truth's in the book. And what's happening all around us is Bible. It's all Bible. There's nothing that should take us by surprise. It's fulfilling Scriptures every day, is it not?
It is. Absolutely. And it's showing us where we are, and we're at the end. And at a certain point, we tipped, and God said,
yes.
Okay, that's it. Boom. My hand is lifted from you, and you go ahead. He'll watch his children, and you can still repent. But when you repent and you say, God, forgive me for what I have done, I did not know it, and then you go and do it again, that's not true repentance. You have to truly repent.
No, that's sorry you got caught, not sorry you did it. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Right. Very good point.
Now they've got, and I don't know if you've seen it, this water thing that Sue Peters was talking to Dr. Aries on. They're putting this stuff in the water now.
I don't doubt that. No doubt at all.
They have been.
No doubt at all.
This has been going on for generations. They didn't do it. That's the silent weapons for quiet wars. They've been doing it for generations. They didn't do it all at once. They knew they couldn't win if they did it all at once.
Well, that's the whole idea. It's called creeping incrementalism. And a little bit of sin there, a little bit of leaven, leaveneth the whole lump. May take a while, but it does. Jan, thanks for calling. Appreciate this. Thank you so much. Very good call. Any comments on that, Brother Jerry?
You know, when she was talking, it reminded me of a story text told about the Name and Claimant group. And they said that if you send in your seed money and you pray, and you will be blessed 100 times over. So send $100 and you'll get $10,000. And then people would do it, and they wouldn't get their blessing that they were praying for, and then they turn around and go, but you didn't believe enough.
Mm-hmm.
It's snake oil salesmen, and it's those people that are really destroying the flock. And, you know, I drive a six-year-old car, and by gosh, I'm happy it runs, and it runs great. I got a house, I got food, my bills are paid, the ministry is taken care of. And, you know, one of the prayers that we pray is for God to take care of our needs. That's it.
Amen.
Take care of the needs. I could care less about the wants. And if he blesses me with something I want, then, hey, glory be to God. But I don't sit around waiting on the wants.
No.
I'm happy
with
everything I have.
I totally agree. You know, I ran into one of those name and claiming guys. He still lives around here, but many years ago. And he's, you know, if you're sick, you probably sinned. And if something wrong with your body, you know, and I made a comment. He was doing something. I was looking at something. I said, wait to get my glasses on here. He said something about glasses. I said, well, your eyes go as you get older. He said, no, that's not Bible. I asked him, why are you wearing glasses? If that's not Bible, why are you wearing glasses? Are you a sinner? It made him mad. I didn't mean to make you mad. Ask a serious question. He said, no, your eyes don't get old. Your eyes don't get dim, get old. And I said, well, why are you wearing glasses, my friend? I don't mean to be nasty or some kind of smart aleck. I just want to know if it's something he's doing unbiblical by wearing glasses. So anyway, let's go to another call. Let's go to Gary in Arizona. Gary, come on in.
Hi, Butch. Hey,
hey, Gary.
I'd like to just bring something up. You know, it says, who said this? Okay, why do you say you love me and keep not my commandments? I think that was Jesus Christ that said that, wasn't it?
I think I've heard that quoted somewhere before. I really do. Anyway,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. And here's another thing, too, you know, with the churches that I have went to right here where God had planted me. You know, having done all to stand. Okay. Now, that's put on the whole armor of God, right?
Yes.
Well, see, they put on the whole armor of God, so after the service, they go to the fellowship wall and have a potluck dinner.
Of course.
But none of them will come to the street with me and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ and stick up for the preborn publicly. Now, in the church building themselves, they'll talk and they'll identify the problem. Yes, abortion is wrong. It's really terrible what's happening to these little children and the mothers of these children, you know. Somebody ought to do something about that.
Yeah.
That's what I get, Butch.
Yeah, I agree.
And, you know, I don't want to take up a lot of time here because I know that you haven't got much time left. But I am sick to death of people saying praying. Now, I'm all for prayer. I'm all for going to church. But you're supposed to pray and then put your feet to your prayer. Nehemiah, you know, was in captivity. You know, now he didn't sit there and just pray, oh, God, build the walls of Jerusalem. He went and did it. On that. God bless you both.
Good call. Thank you, Brother Gary. Gary's one of the most faithful ministers I ever saw to the unborn, Brother Jerry. He'd been on the streets two or three times a week, he and his wife, and both of them were not spring chickens anymore, to put it that way, but they're out there every day struggling along and trying to do the Lord's will. I admire him so greatly for that. He's a powerful, powerful witness. Let's go to Mike in North Carolina. Mike, come on in. Welcome.
Hello, Butch. Hello, Jerry. Hope y'all are well.
Doing good. How are you?
Very well. Good as can be. Tonight, Monday nights, I try to catch Sheila Zielinski. She's got a real strong ministry. She had a guest on for an hour, and it was about the strongest testimony against abortion that I'd ever heard. She went into depth quite a bit on the curses that come upon everybody that's involved in it. And she made a very important point. She said, if a woman is murdered who is pregnant, there are two murder charges that have to be faced
by
by the offender, and that's quite a contradiction with legalizing abortion, isn't it?
That truly is.
Extremely.
Truly is.
But I want to say this. It is spiritual.
Oh, it is spiritual. It's all spiritual.
We're just living in, Americans are living in a fog. They can't even think straight. I don't know what to, I don't know really what's going to change it, but I'm thankful for ministries like yours, and I'm thankful for you too, Jerry. God bless. I'm gone.
Thank you for the call.
I appreciate it.
You know, one thing we sometimes forget, Brother Jerry, everything we see in this spiritual world started in the spiritual world. All the works of men come out of the heart of man. You know that.
Yeah.
Whether it's good or evil, it comes out of the heart of man. And that we see this, everything, a murderer doesn't just, the gun doesn't hop up and shoot somebody, and that man's hand doesn't do it unless it's told to. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah, very fair.
So, he's right. It's all spiritual. It is spiritual, and there's no point denying it, folks. The so-called church in America has tolerated and compromised for so long, sin no longer bothers us. And that's a sad thing to say, but it's true. I read somewhere an old preacher said, Jerry, that which you tolerate today will embrace tomorrow. Now, that's a powerful statement, but it's very true. Very true.
True words never been spoken. Very much so.
The church has tolerated sin, compromised the sin, winked at sin, because my little girl got pregnant before she married, and I really can't judge her for that. The Word of God's already judged her, my friend. It's your job to teach her the Word of God in the first place. It's not the child's fault. Don't kill the child. The child didn't do it. But this is where we're at today. I can't say anything that hurt their feelings. All right, let the soul go to hell. Don't just worry about their feelings. This is where we are today in America. Jerry, we're down to the last minute. What do you want to say in closing?
You know, Pastor Butch, I'm so thankful for you allowing me to get this off my chest, because it's been percolating for a long time since the rumor was let out, the secret was let out that
right.
abortion had a chance to be overturned.
Gotta hurry, Jerry.
The thing that bothers me the most is the Supreme Court legislated from the bench, and this
yep.
should not have been an issue that they ruled on in the first place. And all those
I totally
babies
agree.
Are gone because of.
And this isn't the end of it. Believe me, this isn't the end of it at all. Once Roe v. Wade is overturned, all hell's going to break loose in the states. You mark my words. Matter of fact, the Senate came within two votes last week of passing a bill to make it legal for all 9 months. Within two votes. Folks, we love you and see you tomorrow night. And Brother Jerry, thank you so much for being with us. I appreciate you.
I love you, Pastor Bush. Thanks for having me on, brother.
I'll talk to you soon. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow night with Bob Christian. See you there. Good night. Thank you, Todd.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.